Now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Thursday, the 25th of January, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $11,077, down 1% in the last 24 hours. We had the low point in the last 24 hours of $11,061, going to the high this afternoon of $11,673, and going back down to the current levels of $11,077. Bitcoin's dominance at present is 34.3%, with the current market cap, which is $542 billion. Ethereum is currently trading at $1,040, up 2% the last 24 hours. Ethereum's had an interesting 24 hours. We started off the day around $1,016, going up to $1,100, and then kind of slowly going back down to the current levels around $1,040. Cardano, really interesting project, as we were talking about yesterday. That's currently at 62 cents, up 2% the last 24 hours. Started the day around 61 cents, going up to 70, and then declining back down by a small percentage, and at the current level of 62 cents. Stellar is at 61 cents, up 11% today. Started the day off around 54 cents, climbed to the high points of 64. And then slightly going back down to around 61 cents where it currently is. NEO is at $136, up 1%. NEO's had a great day. We started the day off at 129, going to a high point around 145, and then stabilizing around $136. Dash is currently trading at $786, up 4% the last 24 hours. Dash is at a really interesting stage at its current price of $786. As I speak about, it was currently trading, well, it was trading around $1,500 just before Christmas, doing lots of stuff in the space, interesting project. So we'll see where they end up in the next couple of weeks, because I feel we feel the way the market currently is at the minute, at the end of the month, we're really going to see an exciting influx of new capital into the space. But listen, this is not financial advice. This is just our in-house view, and this is what is currently going on. Before I get to the next part of the show, I just wanted to quickly go through kind of the change in the last 24 hours and report on some of the highest earning coins. So the highest earning coins today in the top 100 coins is HShare. HShare is currently trading at $17.87, up 30% today. So I thought I'd let you guys know. But with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
Investors file class action lawsuit against BitConnect following its shutdown. Just to bring you up to speed, BitConnect was a one of the tokens or coins out there that was doing some pretty shady things. So for anyone that doesn't know, BitConnect offered wild returns if you invested into it for not really doing anything. And they got found out for being a bit of a Ponzi scheme. So here's what's going on at the minute and where they are. Former BitConnect investors have filed a class action lawsuit Wednesday 24th of January, seeking compensation from the company that was found out to be a Ponzi scheme and a shutdown on January 17th. The class action complaint states that BitConnect issued cryptocurrency tokens that were actually unregistered securities and collected additional funds via a wide-ranging Ponzi scheme. The complaint has been filed by six individuals on their own behalf, as well as other persons who have lost their money by investing into BitConnect. The six plaintiffs stated that their personal losses amounted to the total sum of $771,000. Here's a quick breakdown. So we had Charles Wilds. He lost an addition of $11,500. Francesco Doria, $141,500. Eric Harold, $128,000. Akiv Katz, $200,000. James Gurry, $150,000. And Ronald Nelson, $140,000, totaling $771,000. It is alleged that BitConnect guaranteed a 40% return per month, and it promised to generate by trading the investors' funds on the cryptocurrency market. Ultimately, the plaintiffs claim that instead of generally generating revenue via cryptocurrency trading, the platform actually used the funds from new investors to meet the expectations of the existing ones. Launched in February 2016, BitConnect was a cryptocurrency community platform which introduced its own cryptocurrency BitConnect coin, the BCC, in November 2016. According to data from CoinMarketCap, the BCC has reached the peak of its popularity in December 2017, when its market capitalization hit around $2.7 billion. Just 4 days later, on January 4th, the state of Texas issued a cease and desist order against BitConnect for the selling of unlicensed securities, which has led to the crash of the BCC token and the platform's closure. Great story. I hope everyone's brought up to speed there. You know, always do your research and your due diligence on anything that you are putting your capital towards. Let's get to the next story. Blink and you'll miss it. US and UK officials both say they're looking at crypto. A quick update from Davos, where the World Economic Forum is being hosted, and what both countries are saying in regards to crypto. Government officials from the US and UK have said they are looking at cryptocurrency this week as the topic gains considerable focus at the ongoing World Economic Forum. Speaking separately at the annual event, US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and UK Prime Minister Theresa May both said that illicit or criminal use of Bitcoin will cause for ensuring appropriate regulation. My number one focus on cryptocurrencies, whether that be digital currencies or Bitcoin or other things, is that we want to make sure they're not used for illicit activities, Mnuchin told CNBC. So in the US, our regulations state that if you're a Bitcoin wallet, you're subjected to the same regulations as a bank. Theresa May, meanwhile, echoed the need to ensure Bitcoin had only bona fide uses in the UK, as it prepares to leave the European Union with only limited regulation in place surrounding cryptocurrency. In areas like cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, we should be looking at these very seriously, precisely because of the way they can be used, in particular by criminals, May said in an interview with Bloomberg. It is something that has been developing. I think it's something we need to look at. As Cointelegraph reveals while they're at the Economic Forum in Davos, in the US Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC Chairman Jay Clayton co-authored an article in the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday, January 24th. Clayton's piece is dedicated to the so-called distributed ledger technology and how its regulatory future should look, echoing May and Mnuchin. SEC Chairman has reiterated the need for strict oversight of the offer, sale, and trading of cryptocurrencies. The SEC will vigorously pursue those cryptocurrencies who seek to evade the registration, disclosure, and anti-fraud requirements of our securities law, he wrote in the Wall Street Journal. If history is any guide, distributed ledger technology is likely to be followed by many more life-changing innovations, but we will not allow it or any other advancements to disrupt our commitment to fair and sound markets. Great story. Let's get on to the next one. Token gesture. Arsenal Football Club to promote mobile gambling ICO. Interesting. I didn't know that Arsenal would be promoting an ICO, so let's find out more. UK Premier League football club Arsenal has made the unlikely step of partnering with an ICO for official sponsorship. As various media outlets report Thursday, the London-based club will now feature promotion of the forthcoming ICO from US mobile gambling app Cashbet. The little-known operator plans to raise up to $70 million through distribution of its Cashbet coin, with an ongoing pre-ICO phase set to end February 20th. In an accompanying press release, Cashbet describes itself as Arsenal's exclusive and official blockchain partner. While some reports suggest that the deal is the first of its kind in the sporting world, December 2017 actually saw Bitcoin Suisse begin a three-year sponsorship of Danish hockey team Rugsted Sia Capital. The full-on Bitcoin injection saw Bitcoin Swiss rename the team's home stadium to Bitcoin Arena, and promised to pay its top players solely in Bitcoin. Another world first in sport. Despite the mixed reputation of ICOs, which continues to Arsenal's chief commerce official appeared unfazed on the situation. We are pleased to welcome Cashback Coin as our partner. We are looking forward to working with Cashback Coin as they launch their new cryptocurrency. Vinay Venkatesham said in a further release. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. An interesting one. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Vortex. And you can go follow them at The One Vortex. And here's the tweet. Bitcoin was created out of the destruction Wall Street caused in 2008, facilitated by corrupt, moralist rating agents like at Weiss Ratings and SP Global Ratings. And now they're attempting to rate it a C+. No one in crypto is going to take these seriously. No one. Great tweet. Go follow Vortex. Obviously very passionate about the space, which is fantastic. So we salute you at SVK Crypto. The second tweet today goes to Cointelegraph. And you can go follow them at Cointelegraph. And here's the tweet. Canada is unable to meet electricity demands for Bitcoin miners. And here is what they said. Receiving dozens of demands each day, we won't be able to power all the projects that we're receiving. Interesting tweet. Let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
In the SVK crypto office today, we've been discussing many different ICOs because, as you can imagine, we have, I don't know, probably 10 to 100 different ICOs that we look at each day to some degree and some depth. The team here work really hard to sieve through, if you like, the ICOs. And I thought I'd share a little bit of research we have on STK Global Payments. And the token symbol for this is STK. The hard cap for the project is $17 million for 55% of total token supply, pegged at an Ethereum price of $689. Community airdrop is 1.25 million STK tokens, or 0.25% of total token supply. So maximum hard cap on a fully diluted basis, $31 million, and it's an ERC-20, which means it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Token distribution date, January 31st, 2018. Token sale, or the pre-sale, is sold out, and the community are going to be airdropped on the tokens on the 31st. Of January. So, what does the company or project do? STK Global Payments aims to create a platform for people to use any currency, fiat, and crypto for retail point of sale POS transactions on a real time, day to day basis. They plan to do this through the use of an STK state channel via STK token and Stack, their mobile wallet application. STK's major partner to facilitate its global payments is MasterCard, and can be compared to other prepaid crypto debit card type projects such as Monaco, 10X, and Token Card. So, here are the core components of the STK's platform. STK State Channel is an off-chain process between two parties which allow transactions to occur almost instantaneously without any fees while the State Channel remains open. The two parties will eventually have to pay a fee when the State Channel is closed and settled on the blockchain. So, how advanced is the project? So, STK has secured a direct partnership with MasterCard and will likely be the first cryptocurrency debit card service from available in North America. Because of this, the team has been delivering on time with its roadmap and mentioned that they were able to start development on a month early due to reaching their funding cap early in the pre-sale. And obviously that was with help to the price of Ethereum increasing. STK's digital local currency account is a gateway to widespread cryptocurrency adoption. Pairing it with access to mainstream financial services and smart new features on a user-friendly platform, Stack is currently in a private beta with a waiting list of 20,000 people. Mobile to pay functionality has been built in. Here's a summary of the roadmap. So Q1 and Q2, beta of crypto wallet in Canada, commercial launch in US with fiat beta of crypto wallet in US. Q3 and Q4, we have a commercial launch of crypto wallet in Canada and USA, a European international launch of crypto wallet. So the team, Miro Pavletic, CEO, previously program head in foreign exchange at CIBC, one of the big five banks in Canada, also worked for a startup that created digital wallets that was eventually acquired by MasterCard. Nicholas, he's the COO, five years of experience at MasterCard, where he was a business leader in product development, as well as vice president in digital payments in Canada. Chad, who's the CFO, interim CFO at Freshly, as well as vice president of finance for Rubicon Projects. The opportunities. The team has extensive experience working in large financial institutions and MasterCard, and able to leverage their connections to a direct signed contract to MasterCard. This sets them out from their competitors. Unlike most of the competitors, STK's project scope is more than just a prepaid debit card and cryptocurrency wallet. The Stack app has rich features of elements of social media and network, which is icing on the cake. But if successful, it would lead to a substantial potential and increased customer commitment. The CEO handled the AMA sessions and addressed all the questions very well, which demonstrates his knowledge in the industry and that he has a clear vision of the project. Many of STK's competitors that issue Visa cards are suffering from Visa's change in stance towards cryptocurrency and are either scrambling to find a new issuer or at risk of having their services terminated. As a result, STK is in a prime position to capture the market left behind by those competitors. Concerns: the social media network side of the app is unproven and may not attract enough users to gain the network effect necessary to maintain the ecosystem. Some users may not want to share the financial transactions for everyone to see. The team's expertise is clearly on the financial transaction side. However, Stack also has a social media, Stack World Steam, and tools advice to help users reach their financial goals, which may be too many different things for the team to handle. So conclusion, great project. Its competitors are currently in the range of market capitalization of $67 million to $264 million. Comparing to STK's starting market cap of $26 million based on circulating supply, it looks like a pretty interesting project at a really interesting early stage. So I thought I'd share our current, what we're currently looking at in the office. As always, this is not financial advice. This is something that came to our attention today. So I thought I'd share it with you guys out there. Remember to follow us and like us on Twitter, or tweet us at SVK_crypto. Because we're the cool guys on the block, we've also opened up a Telegram account, which is called SVK Crowd, one word. You can type that into Telegram, you'll find us. I'm also going to attach a link to this pod of the Telegram to this podcast. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great day. Remember to email me cstory at svkcrypto.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great evening wherever you are in the world, and we'll be back tomorrow with more great news.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.